You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
We have a great show for you, of course, filled as usual with all the entertainment news and celebrity news. We can't get to any of that until we say what's up to our A team. Hey, everybody in Atlanta.
ATL.
What's up?
That's right.
What's up?
Yeah. Porsche's there. Now, Head Crack's out, but it's okay because we have our favorite guy, Mr. Kenny Burns.
Hey,
yeah.
Yes,
lifestyle specialist.
That's right. And a little bit later in the show, the Hollywood Walk of Fame 2020 honorees are out, and you may be kind of shocked at some of the nominees. And also, reality star and friend of the show, Dean McDermott, describes what happened when his son walked in on a massive migraine that he was having. We're going to explain that later, but first, Brett, what you got?
Okay, Heidi, this is a story of true friendship. Yeah. Heidi, your best friend in your head, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Well, her actual best friend, Gayle King, in real life, just revealed the nicest thing that the Big O ever did for her. Check this out.
After my divorce, and it was going to be New Year's Eve, my first New Year's Eve, with my ex was going to have the kids, I was talking to her on the phone that morning. And I said, what are you guys doing? And she told me something. 4 hours later, the doorbell rang and she and Stedman were there at the door. Did she tell you that? We went grocery shopping because Stedman liked to cook spaghetti. We went grocery shopping, got all the stuff to make spaghetti. And the three of us, well, he cooked. We had spaghetti that night. Because I said, I can't believe you guys are here. I can't believe you guys are here.
Up to make spaghetti?
I think spaghetti was the safe word.
Yeah. Oh, Frank, I like the way you think.
She's like, Stedman and I are here to make spaghetti.
Okay, y'all. Well, years later, Gayle was able to return the favor to Oprah. After having a phone conversation with Oprah and hearing how upset her bestie was, Gayle packed up and flew to be by Oprah's side just for a couple of minutes. And Oprah said she showed up at my door and said, I can't stay, but I just wanted to see your face. Then she got a glass of water and said, I'm going to go back and get on the plane. And I was like, what? She goes, you said you felt wounded, and I had never heard you use that word wounded before.
Oh, come on.
Friend, though.
Talk about best friend goals. I mean, come on.
She said she felt wounded.
I mean, that's a great friend, but it's also a little weird. It's a little weird.
They're not telling the whole damn story.
Exactly.
No, it's leaving out a little bit, but I'm not going
to
lie. I like when people
talk about it. I'm just trying to think. If I called Frank up and said, you know what, Frank, I'm feeling wounded right now.
Yes, I feel wounded.
I'd be like, sorry about that. I need spaghetti.
He still ain't coming over.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Frank, you Harold.
Frank, Gary said he feels
Frank
wounded. He wants y'all to come visit him.
Gary, we are on our way to Atlanta.
Thank you, so much because I feel wounded.
All right, you guys. Well, not too long ago, we told you about Wendy Williams getting her long-deserved star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So let's give it up for Wendy.
Oh, congrats, Wendy. Hard work.
Well, she isn't the only Dish Nation favorite on the list of the 2020 honorees. Heidi, another friend in your head, Julia Roberts.
yes, my other best friend.
She's just now getting one. Now, I figured that she had one years ago.
Right.
Yeah. Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Right. After Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
She's just now getting one. Well-deserved. Other celebs like Chris Hemsworth. Do you think Chris Hemsworth?
Not yet.
That's kind of early.
It's not time.
Not yet.
All right. How about Octavia Spencer? I say yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil, I think, definitely gets one. Okay. Also, Terry Crews. A little early. Dave Chappelle.
Yes, I think so. He would want it too.
Also, Billy on the Streets is getting one.
What?
No, he's not.
Billy Porter's a Broadway star.
Who's Billy Porter?
Who is Billy Porter?
He wore a suit and a dress at the bottom at the Met Gala.
I love that look.
I love him.
He's grand and he's amazing, but it's a little too soon.
What do you think about 50 Cent? 50 Cent's getting
hell,
his.
Yeah.
If they don't give it to him, he's going to want his money by Monday.
Okay. Get the strap.
Well, you guys, Aisha Curry is in the news again.
Hey, Aisha.
What happened now?
Okay, well, not long ago, we talked about Bella Thorne and her new photos. Remember all that?
Yep. Yes.
Well, now Aisha Curry is a little nervous about some freaky photos that she sent to her husband, NBA baller champion Steph Curry, while he was on the road. Take a look.
Your man's on the road all the time. Mm-hmm. You guys are a young couple. And we were talking about Bella Thorne and how, you know, we all have a spicy photo out there.
Right.
Do you send your man a spicy photo when he's on the road for too long?
Hundreds of them.
Girl,
hundreds of them.
You're not scared to get hacked?
Absolutely. And he won't delete them off of his phone, and he's not that, like, secure with his phone, so it's...
Yeah, as a married man, I would like to say this. All the women out there, send your man freaky. You got to send your man. Keep it going because we only have each other. If you
Kenny
know what
Burns
I mean.
2020.
I will say, if you're going to send a sexual picture to your partner, it's going to be right.
But it's for
you're going to get the
partner.
Right lighting.
I don't care what nobody say. He damn ain't look at the pictures. He cheating. Hell.
He is not.
No, he is not. Gary, everybody calm down.
I don't think he's cheating.
I don't think he's cheating.
No, he's not cheating.
How about a show of hands if you have a picture that was sent to you and you still have it on your phone. No.
Raise your hand.
Maybe someone sent to you and you couldn't delete, but it's on your phone and somebody sent it to you. Do you still have it on your phone?
Ain't no man sending me no nasty pictures. That's not cute. Men don't even know the angles. There'd be a toilet in the background. They draw it down to their ankles.
That is always the hilarious. Like, you took a bathroom picture and nothing's even clean.
Presentation.
Oh, so silly.
Presentation is everything.
Well, imagine you and your partner making sweet love.
Heidi and I were just talking about that.
All of a sudden, your child interrupts. Oh, my goodness. That has to be one of the most embarrassing moments of any parent's life.
Oh, my God.
Well, Dee McDermott revealed on his Daddy Issues podcast that his son, Jack, walked in on him and his wife, Tori Spelling, while they were having sex early on in their relationship. Let's hear him explain how it all went down.
When T and I first got together, I'd have Jack every... other weekend, and he couldn't sleep one night, and he came in, and we were making a lot of noise. Bed was here, the door was here, and I just happened to be looking, and I saw the doorknob turn. I didn't hear it. I saw it turn, and I was like, oh, and then the door, that crack of light, and I jumped off, and I sat on the edge of the bed like this, going, and he's like, Dad, is everything okay? I said, yeah, he's got a migraine.
I remember one time, my mom and dad were in the bedroom, the door was closed. And I'm like, what's going on back there? They were gone for a while. So I knock on the door, and I go, what are you doing? And my dad said, making a cake.
Right.
And I said, oh, can I have a piece? And he said, just as soon as I get mine. I didn't know what it meant as a kid. I never had cake. But that's what he said to me. But when I'm eight.
Heidi's been eating cake ever since.
But the fathers don't have a problem with
chocolate.
I don't even say nothing to the kids. I would let them knock until their fingers hurt.
Right. But
until mommy gets hers, you got to wait.
That's distracting, honey.
How?
You're going to be distracted automatically if somebody knocks on your door.
All right.
This happened the other night with me. I was in bed with my wife, and I thought that I'd locked the door, but didn't lock the door. And so we're like, you know, going at it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why, but the cat was on her chest. Sure enough, the door starts to open up. And I stop and lunge towards the door. Well, it freaked the cat out, and the cat's like, and just basically clawed her chest.
No! And whooped your ass, Frank.
Well, after the break, we all know how important it is to have the right name in Hollywood, and we're going to tell you some big stars' actual real names after the break.
Hey, what's up? It's your man, Hey Kraken. Did you know the U.S. Postal Service delivers mail to small Arizona towns deep in the Grand Canyon by mule? Yep, you heard that right, by mules. It's crazy. The U.S. Postal Service gets it done by any means necessary. And I want to introduce you guys to a service that'll make your life easier for all your post office needs, regardless of where you send stuff to, and that's Stamps.com. Stamps.com brings all the amazing services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices or online seller shipping out products or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com has you covered. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in the mailbox. I use Stamps.com and I love it because they give me 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. And here's the best part. Our viewers get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dish.
The Neighborhood Watch is now an app on your phone. You might be wondering how that works. Well, the app's called Neighbors, and it's by Ring, the company behind those video doorbells and security cameras. I downloaded the Neighbors app, set my home base and neighborhood, and just like that, I'm ready to get alerts from my neighbors. You don't even need to own a Ring device. There's been a couple reports, packages being stolen from people's front porches, and also a few of my neighbors have been concerned about some loud noises at night. With the Neighbors app, you receive real-time crime and safety alerts from your neighbors. It helps you stay informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. And it's completely free. How cool is that? The fact is, this app is making it easier for my neighbors to work together and keep the community safe. There's millions of people using it already. It's like a new neighborhood watch powered by real people. So if you want to see what's going on in your neighborhood, download the free Neighbors app today. Go to ring.com/dish to download from the Apple or Android app stores. That's ring.com/dish. Make your neighborhood safer today with the Neighbors app by Ring. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. We know that a lot of stars change their names from their God-given names to their stage name once they become famous in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see what you think about these. Would you go see Peter Gene Hernandez in concert?
Absolutely not.
Peter Gene Hernandez.
Yes, Peter Gene decided to use his nickname, Bruno.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he put Mars on the end of it because it's larger than life. So Bruno Mars is really Peter Gene Hernandez.
Well, if you put it on the screen, if you put Bruno Mars's face in the name, what is it, Frank?
Peter Gene Hernandez.
Peter Gene Hernandez, he would get no play ever.
Never. No.
Ever.
No.
They wouldn't believe the song.
Hey, guys, you want to go to the Peter Gene Hernandez concert this weekend?
Nobody. He'd be singing please quite a bit.
It's
please.
Number one guy to get ignored in high school.
Exactly.
Yes. Poor thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, here's another one for you. See what you think about this. Margaret Mary Emily Ann Hira.
Oh, Jesus.
Why has she got so many names?
What, in the Catholic Church?
Yeah. That's actually one.
That's her confirmation.
It's an actress. Just one person. So Margaret Mary Emily Ann Hira became Meg Ryan before she starred in Harry Met Sally.
Harry Met Sally.
I'll have what he's having.
Okay,
exactly.
Gary, here's one for you, my friend. If you saw the name Cockburn on a marquee, would you go? You'd go see the movie, right?
That's a good date.
Of course, I'd think of it, Cockburn.
Of course, you would.
Well, see.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble, Gary, but Olivia Cockburn, yes, it's a woman, she changed her name to Olivia Wilde when she became an actress.
Oh, smart. No. Smart.
Who is that, Gary? I don't remember her.
That was her real last name.
Yeah. She's older.
Olivia Wilde was Olivia Cockburn.
Yeah. Oh, Cockburn.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, you won't get much play in Hollywood with a last name like Cockburn.
No, she's like,
she's going to be single for a while.
A person that burns or burns shouldn't get no play no way.
Yeah, no play. No play for you, girl.
How'd she get through high school?
Exactly.
Olivia Cockburn.
Oh, Olivia Cockburn to the principal's
office.
Olivia Cockburn.
She probably changed her name in the second grade, way before she became famous.
Right.
And it's spelled like... like that? Why isn't that spelled with a K or something?
Anything, right. all right, so when it comes to movie musicals, I would say that Grease is probably the most successful of all time. Everybody's seen Grease, and Olivia Newton-John played the innocent schoolgirl Sandy.
Yes, love her.
Yeah, everybody loved her. Oh. She really sexed it up at the end of the movie to get the guy back because, of course, that's what you had to do back then. You know, yes. She was a good girl, and it wasn't getting anywhere. So she wore this, like, leather outfit. Well, now the black leather jacket and skin-tight pants she wore in the movie are being auctioned off, along with 200 other items from Olivia's personal collection. The jacket and the pants are being sold separately, but together, if you're like, no, I gotta have them both. We can't separate
them.
We can't separate them. You can get them, it might be bringing as much as $200,000. So you have to be a serious Olivia Newton-John fan.
That's because they were never dry cleaned.
Oh, you're gonna pay all that for some jeans you can't fit?
Better get up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Ooh, Summer Lovin'.
Because I need a man. Yeah. Do you remember that song?
Summer Lovin'.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was all about her back in the day, for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those pants were so tight that I heard that the zipper busted, but they had to sew her into those pants.
Yeah, she said, I read her book and she said it was like she'd have to go to the bathroom on the set. They'd have to take all the stitches out. She'd have to go to the bathroom and then they'd have to sew her back up.
What was her name? What was her character name?
Sandy. If $200,000 is too much for the jacket and the pants, if you got $75 laying around, you can get a keepsake catalog.
Okay. Got everything for sale.
Yeah, along with just the photos.
That's so, right up my alley. Yeah. I'll take a picture of the pants.
Does anybody want anything from her, really? Do you really think people care?
I love Olivia.
You're not about to put the zipper back on for all that. You're not about to sell me no pants. I got to be stitched.
How much is Rizzo's jockstrap going for?
Coming up, Kevin Costner is spilling all the tea, honey, on one of his classic movie posters right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So actor Kevin Costner has done some legendary movies, but the one that most love to talk to him about is The Bodyguard with the late, great Whitney Houston. Mm. And during a recent interview, Kevin revealed the secret about the famous movie poster. He said this, that wasn't even Whitney, actually. What? She had gone home, and that was her double. Wow. And her head was buried into my shoulder, which was appropriate anyway. She was frightened. And Kevin revealed that the movie studio didn't even like the shot chosen as the iconic poster. He said they didn't like it at first because you couldn't see Whitney's face. And so they sent me like 5 mock-ups where they put her head on it, where she's looking out. I said, guys, I think we had it the first time. That was it, really. And that ended up being the poster.
But don't you think the cover makes sense? The poster makes sense once you see the movie, though.
Yeah, but it's like he's taking her away from Bobby and all those problems. Come on, Whitney, we could run away, you know, to Neverland.
From Bobby Brown. Okay. Oh, all right.
This ain't got nothing to do with it. I love you, Bobby.
And another thing, too, what bothers me, why are men talking more now than they ever before?
Okay.
Why would you know this?
Okay.
That's true.
Why are they letting us know this?
Why we need to know this?
Because they're getting older and they get to rambling.
So what other scene could have been a good poster for this movie?
Oh, I tell you right now which could have been the scene.
Come
on. Which one, girl?
When they were in there and they were sword fighting, remember, she was like this at him?
Yes.
That was so cute.
Yes, the way they looked at each other.
That was the beginning of the flirting, because they were always professional.
Right.
But then that moment is what led to the kiss.
Oh. Yes. You in your bag, Portia.
I'm in my bag. Well, y'all, who wouldn't want to hang out at George and Amal Clooney's villa in Lake Como, Italy, y'all?
Yeah, that's
me?
Ooh, well, recently they had a very special guest. George and Amal wanted to make sure everything was absolutely perfect for their newest house guest, the Obama.
Oh, yes.
When did they start hanging out?
They best rich life, bro.
Thank you, rich people. Honey.
Now, they were going to be spending a couple days there at their home, so the unthinkable actually happened, y'all.
What happened?
And I could feel the pain through this story. But George and Amal Clooney's, their pool actually stopped working. Like, it was halfway full. So, now, anyway, the guy who came to fix the pool ended up saying that the Clooney's were frantic, like, running around, fix it, fix it, fix it. And at the end of the day, they ended up going ahead and fixing it. But it's just the pure fact that they had this big malfunction when you have guests like the Obamas coming over.
Well, what they need to realize is the Obamas from Southside Chicago.
Okay,
so there's a lot of things that ain't fixed. least on the south side of Chicago. Right. And then the other thing, got a big-ass lake in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? Jump your ass in the lake.
Get in the... Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. No, Michelle don't want to get in the lake.
Okay? Why?
She don't want to... She, no, she black woman. She
okay, so with that hair.
Okay? And she just going to get in the pool. And why didn't they check the pool before
Thank
they came
you.
Over?
But you know a couple
you.
People got fired, first of all.
Oh,
I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
I'm sure they did. Even if you're not going to get in it, it's just the ambiance of their rich-ass house.
Has this ever happened to y'all?
I actually have had a terrible situation happen to me.
What happened,
So before
Pete?
I got a sound system in my house, I decided to still have a New Year's party.
Oh.
And I had all these boom speakers around the house.
Oh,
no, that's bootleg.
Yeah, it was very bootleg.
Then find out why one woman feels her boyfriend's big paycheck is ruining their relationship. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, y'all, now this is something I could really use everybody's opinion on,
Talk
okay?
To us, Brad.
A 44-year-old woman wrote to husband and wife, British TV host Steph and Dom Parker, for advice with an issue that she's having in her 4-month relationship.
Mm.
Apparently, the man she's been dating, who's a successful lawyer, splurges on her by taking her out on expensive dates, but claims it's making her unhappy due to the fact that she's unable to keep up with him in the money department, and she's saying it's causing her to feel small.
Mm.
Now, she...
Bitch, Brad! Shut up!
Okay, wait, Heidi.
Facts.
Now,
right.
She has a successful marketing job, but doesn't make nearly enough money for having to pay for clothes and beauty treatments for these dates, and it's putting dents in her pockets. What advice would y'all give her?
I will say that she sure ain't black. Go ahead. Keisha would love to get some damn body to take care of her and do all that damn stuff. You have about I can't keep up with her.
She's probably playing it up that she's worth more than she is. And so she can't keep up, and she's going to be exposed for that because she is going. I did have a woman try this, though, one time, because I was in the beginning of the relationship, like I said, 4 months into this relationship, and I was, like, really trying to pull out all the stops. And she came to me one day. She goes, I have a trip for us. I'm taking you on a cruise to the Bahamas. And I was like, wow. I mean, I thought she was big balling, too, and she wanted to do something nice for me. So we go, and it's one of those timeshare cruises.
Oh, no.
Where you got to take the 3-hour meeting.
It didn't cost her anything.
Oh, no. It was like a trailer park on the water.
So
it was
he.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.